sometimes you need to take evasive action. I think it doesn't matter what I want. I'm a farm boy, and she's a princess. Being her friend is about all I can hope for. Nakari shook her head slowly as she spoke, not letting me get away. She's not all that inaccessible for you. You're not a farm boy anymore. All right, maybe I'm not, but she's never shown any interest in me beyond friendship and what I can do for the Alliance. I hope we're not going to fight about her. Nakari's eyes hardened, and her lips pressed together in a thin line. Hopes are fragile things, Luke, especially right now, because it sounds like who you want and who you're with are different people. For a fleeting half-second, I was elated that she thought I was with her, but I squashed that feeling because that might not be her thought for much longer. No, that's not it at all. Why are you angry? You asked if there was a note of yearning, and I was honest and admitted one, but it's nothing beyond that. Nakari held up her good hand to quell any further words, and then used it to pinch the bridge of her nose as she shut her eyes and took a deep breath. After she exhaled, her hand dropped away and her eyes opened. Honesty is usually good, Luke. You're right. But sometimes it's not what people want to hear.
Oh. Well, I wish I could go back to the Luke of 2 minutes ago and tell him how it is.
Much to my relief, she snorted, and her mouth split in a wide smile.
Don't be too hard on him. His first impulse there was a good one.
Allowing myself a cautious grin, I said, All right, I'll go easy on him. But I do apologize for encouraging any doubts with my honesty. The honest truth you should remember is that I'm glad we met.
Matter boy,
she said, encouraging me.
You bring me the sugar now. Go on.
It took me a moment to realize she was speaking metaphorically, but I was glad I caught myself before I moved to search for a sugar packet in the hotel room. Right, sugar. Well, you are so...
I'm so what, Luke? Don't stop now.
So... How do people do this? Everything I can think of to say sounds trite and insincere in my head.
Don't worry. You just earned all the sincerity points with the too much honesty thing. That's not saying you shouldn't strive to be original. I'm just saying that if you blurt out something I've heard before, I might believe you.
Ah, but no pressure, right? She winked.
Right.
Well, actually, that's something I really admire about you. No pressure. Nakari narrowed her eyes.
You sure this is sugar?
Definitely. I guess this is a roundabout compliment, but I'm going for originality.
All right. Dazzle me.
Well, I don't feel the crushing weight of your expectations. I mean, you had them, you just shared them with me, but I never would have known unless you said something. And believe me, that's refreshing. Important. Nakari prodded me to clarify.
Important how?
I struggled to find the right words. Ever since the Battle of Yavin, I feel sometimes that people expect me to top it and wonder why I haven't yet. What I feel from you is encouragement to top it, which is very different and rare. The other person who habitually encouraged me was Leia, but I thought it best not to elaborate on that. Nakari leaned back in her chair.
Whoa, I'm not encouraging you to top the Death Star thing.
No, I know. That probably didn't come out right. Let me try again. The secret about the Battle of Yavin was that I succeeded because of the Force. So to me, topping what I did there doesn't mean a bigger explosion or killing more stormtroopers. It means taking another step along the path to becoming a Jedi. And I've made more progress in the Force since I met you than any other time after I lost Ben. I actually have hope that I can learn to use it now, and it's because of your encouragement. So, you see, I flailed for some kind of original phrasing, and nothing came to mind. Panicked that I would clam up and lose another awkward silence into the world, I finished up with a simple fact. You're good for me. Nakari waited a few beats to make sure I was finished.
That was some pretty complex sugar, she said, her mouth teasing up to the left. But you wrapped it and put a neat little bow on it at the end.
She leaned forward again, pushed her plate out of the way, and propped an elbow on the table, resting her cheek against her good hand. Her half-smile bloomed into a wide one.
That wasn't bad, Luke. Full points.
I felt giddy and exhausted.